People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday on the program. Appreciate you joining us. You can get a hold of the show right there, stevegruber.com, the brand new redesigned website, exclusive content, giveaways, much more. Find the show on Twitter at Steve Gruber Show. And then don't forget, of course, me on Twitter. You can't forget me at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Andy Mangione from the Association of Mature Americans. You might know them as AMAC. Yesterday, the Justice Department's internal watchdog releasing the IG report, they found the surveillance of a former Trump campaign advisor was riddled with errors, raising questions about its justification. A story here from USA Today, just to summarize the report released by Michael Horowitz, identified 17 separate inaccuracies across three surveillance applications, effectively inflating the justification for monitoring former foreign policy advisor Carter Page starting in the fall of 2016. Horowitz, however, story says, concluded the FBI was legally justified in launching its inquiry into Russia's interference into the 2016 election. Lindsey Graham was very good on this yesterday. We're going to hear from him at some point in the program. Got a bunch of audio on this. Let's go, though, first to the president, President Trump. Yesterday, flanked by Kellyanne Conway and Pam Bondi, who will be joining us later on right here on the Steve Gruber Show. But President Trump yesterday, reacting to the release of this IG report, pointing out these inaccuracies for the applications for monitoring Carter Page and a number of revelations about things that had been rumored for some time being not true at all, and people knowing about that years ago, 2 years ago. This is President Trump yesterday reacting to the release of the IG report.
Okay, thank you very much. The IG report just came out, and I was just briefed on it, and it's a disgrace what's happened with respect to the things that were done to our country. It should never again happen to another president. It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse. So I'm going to get some very detailed briefings. But they are. It's a very sad day when I see that. Very sad day when a lot of people see that. They know nothing. It was concocted. And you say what you want. That was a probably something that's never happened in the history of our country. Pam Bondi, I think you were able to look at some of the report and can address a little bit of it very well. If you might say a few words, I'd like to ask Kellyanne. I know you looked at it also. Please.
President Trump yesterday, and we'll get to Pam Bondi here, who's going to join us next hour, and then Kim Strassel, who, of course, has been so great on this story for the whole duration for The Wall Street Journal. Had a little tweet thread yesterday I want to read a bit from, too. She knows far more than I do about this. Let's hear from Pam Bondi quickly, her reaction to yesterday's IG report dropping.
Sure, President. You know, so many of us who are career law enforcement today are outraged. And I think the American people really should be terrified that this could happen to you when we're supposed to live in a society of integrity and honesty. And this happened to the president, not just to the president. You know, this should be a good day, but it's not. It's a horrible day for the country. That this could happen to the president of the United States, that they could fabricate, falsify emails, lie, and omit exculpatory evidence in order to continue this witch hunt against the president of the United States. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Now we have the Durham investigation.
Thank you.
Pam Bondi there talking about the IG report. Let's hear one more from President Trump that I want to talk about, or just read, Kim Strassel's thoughts on this yesterday via Twitter after she had a chance to look at things. This, again, President Trump yesterday yesterday talking about the IG report release.
Well, they fabricated evidence and they lied to the courts and they did all sorts of things to have it go their way. And this was something that we can never allow to happen again. The report actually, and especially when you look into it and the details of the report, are far worse than anything I would have even imagined. What they were doing and what they would have done if I didn't make a certain move that was a very important move, because it would have been even worse, if that's possible. And they might have been able to succeed. This was an overthrow of government. This was an attempted overthrow. And a lot of people were in on it. And they got caught. They got caught red-handed. And I look forward to the Durham report, which is coming out in the not-too-distant future. He's got his own information, which is this information plus, plus, plus. And it's an incredible thing that happened, and we're lucky we caught him. I think I'm going to put this down as one of our great achievements, because what we found and what we saw, never, ever should this happen again in our country.
All right, President Trump yesterday on the IG report. Kim Strassel, Wall Street Journal, tweeting yesterday the key findings of the Horowitz report. IG said the FBI hit the threshold for opening an investigation. This is true. But the report goes out of its way to note what a low threshold this is. The Durham report will have more information on this. Strassel says the report's a triumph for Devin Nunes, who first blew the whistle on FISA abuse. The report confirms all the elements of the February 2018 Nunes memo, which said the dossier was an essential part of applications and the FBI withheld info from the FISA court. And she notes the report an excoriation of Adam Schiff and his memo of February 2018. That doc stated that FBI and DOJ officials did not abuse the FISA process or omit material information. Also claimed the FBI didn't rely much on the dossier, which again, the IG report said it played a central and essential role in getting the FISA warrants. We're going to hear more from Lindsey Graham about that particular aspect a little later on in the program. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve.